Do you think raised flooring, traditional cooling, is going to go away in the data center?
I don't think it will ever go away, for a couple reasons. Is it absolutely necessary? Probably not. Because you have too many data centers out there, and we have too many people that are familiar with raised floor, and the advantages of using the underfloor area for cabling and for piping and for all sorts of other things. When you look at high density solutions, the LibertX D system works on raised floor and non-raised floor equally. It's not a problem. There's a lot of people that are saying raised floors are going to go away, that the economics are not there, you should go to non-raised floor. You know, it's really up to the end user of what his preference is. Okay, I don't see it going away for any real economic reasons. Okay. And there are a lot of large sites, especially co-location sites that are non-raised floor, and they work perfectly fine. So, you know, there are advantages and disadvantages of the raised floor. It really is the end user's decision.
So, if you move to the philosophy where you're cooling servers at the source of the heat, blade servers look like, on paper from what I've seen, a more efficient, possibly a more efficient way to design your data center. Is that something that you see people moving towards?
I don't think people are going to blade technology for the reason of cool. Okay, they are really not any more, they're not any easier or difficult to cool than a 1U or 2U server. Okay, bottom line is a server that takes a certain amount of space, that's XKW, whether it's a blade or a 1 or 2U server, you got the same cooling problem. Okay, the advantage that blades have is really the ability to add capacity and to the virtualization, I believe, is easier on the blade. Now we're talking more of the IT operations side of it, okay? We are working on some technologies called cool blades. It's not available yet because Wade technology, that's going to be the major platform down the road.